Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Now, that's a lot of rock cracking, and I just have to tell you, is it the liberal side or the conservative side that's cracking apart? Well, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And I'm telling you, this past week, with the Obamacare ruling and Supreme Court, a lot of things going on, everything from Fast and Furious to people watching their polling, the Romney getting more money coming in. So I got to tell you, there's some rock-splitting politics going on. You better be listening right here to Doc Holliday's Rock-Splitting Politics, where I'm your host, Ed Holliday. And you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. I want to welcome a lot of new friends. Last week I was in Wetumpka, Alabama, and the week before in Albany, Georgia. Glad to have new listeners coming in, listening to us as we work together to protect freedom, to serve the greater good for our nation as patriots. Understanding the spirit of 1776 is waking up, is reviving America, and what Obamacare has done is really put us together on the same page. It's time not only to turn the page of Barack Obama, it's time to write a new chapter in the history of America. We're doing it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You and me working together. And you hear things right here on this show you won't hear anywhere else. And today's show, I got to tell you, we got the election news update coming up. We're going to be talking about some things George Will has said and printed and about Obamacare. We're going to talk about that in this week's update because that's the one thing helping drive this election one way or the other. So we're going to be talking about that. Then we're going to get right into this week's special interview with Ray Comfort. Some of you in the evangelical Christian community have heard of Ray Comfort. He's from New Zealand. He's well known to a lot of people, works with the actor Kirk Cameron. And I'm glad to have him on the show, but he's going to be talking to us about gender-specific abortions. Find out what he thinks about abortion. So listen to that coming up in just a few minutes. A great show, great guest, and you'll learn some things you probably never heard before. So listen up. And also, this week's Rock Splitting Obama Fact is going into detail about, who was it? Tricky Dick Nixon, his bag of dirty tricks. Well, Barack Obama is doing some Nixonian things in this re-election campaign. So listen up, because we got some rock-splitting Obama facts to tell you about. And then the Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week Award going to a person on the White House staff and for what he said. So you want to listen up right at the end of the show. You're going to hear about those things. So let's get going right now. What do we know about George Will? Well, those who know about the Supreme Court decision when ruled 5-4, Chief Justice Roberts came over on the liberal side, and he just about single-handedly kept Obamacare alive. Now, why did he do that? Well, a lot of people are saying bad things about Chief Justice Roberts. He could have killed Obamacare. In fact, some people say he switched his vote. He voted at first to kill it, and then he decided to play around and rewrite the law himself. And George Will has some thoughts on that. There are some things. This is my take on it. Well, I tell you what, let's listen to George Will, and then I'm going to give you my take on it. Let's see what George Will said when George Stephanopoulos asked him on this week's, the program this week, ABC News, and what he meant by it being good for conservatives. Let's see what George Will says.
Yes, I'll tell you why. The conservative legal insurgency made two arguments, both a law school professoriate, both of which won. Both were the broccoli argument, the Tea Party argument, if you will, argument against the Commerce Clause. said, if you affirm this under the Commerce Clause, you will have given the federal government a general police power to prescribe, mandate, or regulate behavior of every individual at every instance of their existence. The court did not do that. In fact, it built a fence around the Commerce Clause. Then on Medicaid expansion, for the first time in history, a majority of states banded together to challenge the constitutionality of legislation, and they won. For the first time since the New Deal, 75 years, the Supreme Court has overturned a federal spending statute on the grounds that, by coercing the states, it undermines the dual sovereignty that is the heart of our federal position. So for two reasons, and these reasons are going to be there, if come November there's a Romney presidency, Republican Senate, Obamacare will be gone, the Roberts precedents will remain. Praise with you.
So we can see that George Will is arguing that this is a good thing, that if, like he said at the end, if Romney becomes president and the Senate is turned over and Obamacare will fall, but the precedent of Roberts will live on. But that's a big if, George Will. You know, my take is that Chief Justice Roberts could have killed Obamacare and should have. He was looking at, some people say he's looking at the long-term prospects of the court. Well, I'll play along with that. There's nothing I can do that can change it. Nothing you can do can change Chief Justice Roberts' decision on Obamacare. The only thing that we can do to stop Obamacare now is work to make sure Obama does not get reelected. We got to get Obama out now. We won't have another chance. And we've got to make sure the Senate swings over to the Republican side. That is an imperative now. Before, it would have been good. Now, our backs are up against the wall. It has to be done. There's one thing I will say this. It's Doc Holliday. Let me tell you my take on this whole thing. We have to deal with reality. I'm not going to sit here and badmouth Chief Justice Roberts unless I wish he would have voted differently. He didn't. I don't have time to badmouth him. We have got work to do. Now, this is one thing he did say. This is, quote, John Roberts, our permissive reading of these powers is explained in part by a general reticence to invalidate the acts of the nation's elected leaders. Proper respect for a coordinate branch of the government requires that we strike down an act of Congress only if the lack of constitutional authority to pass the act in question is clearly demonstrated. A lot of legalese, but let me get down to this. He did say, and this is an important sentence, probably the most important sentence to me in the whole thing. He said, this is Chief Justice Roberts. He said, quote, it is not our job to protect the people from the consequences of their political choices, unquote. And that gets it. He said, we're not going to protect the people from who they put in office. We did, as America. As Americans, we elected Barack Obama, and we gave a filibuster-proof Senate and a huge majority in the House in 2008. And those Democrats taxed and spent, and they called it something besides the tax of the health care. But now we know the Supreme Court has called it a tax. I don't care what the White House says. It's a tax. It's a tax. It's a tax. And the Democrats are taxing and spending, and no matter how they try to cover it up, it comes out tax and spending. And we have everybody that works hard for a living. I don't care what income level you make. If you work hard, then you have got to stop this tax and spending Democratic machine that's out of control. And that's the way I look at it. Let me tell you a quick story we hear down here in the South that you've heard many times, but there was a quarterback playing for Bear Bryant on one of Bear Bryant's teams. And they were ahead by 3 points, driving down the field. And it was third down. They had to get a first down. And they were getting close to a possible touchdown. But Bear Bryant said, whatever you do, you can pass that ball, but you better not throw an interception. Lo and behold, Bear Bryant's quarterback went back, threw the ball, did not see the safety running up. The other team's safety snatched that ball, intercepted the ball, and was running for a clear touchdown. But you know what? Bear Bryant's quarterback outran the fastest man on the other side's team. and tackled him just before the other guy made a touchdown to win the game. And after the game, and Bear Bryant's team won, Bear Bryant met the other coach, and the other coach said, "I can't believe your quarterback outran the fastest guy on our team." And Bear Bryant told him, "Well, coach, it's like this. Your safety, he intercepted the ball, and he was running for a touchdown. But my quarterback, he was running for his life." And that's exactly what we got. Our backs are up against the wall. I think Chief Justice Roberts punted the ball, and it's up to the offense to go down the field and score some points in November. Not just we got to win the game in November. It gets down to that. If we lose in November, America, more than likely, is going down the tubes. I don't know if we can ever recover from 4 more years of Obama and Obamacare, Obama tax intact. So we got our work cut out for us, and our backs are up against the wall. So what do? Number one, you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics every week on this election news update, because I'm going to be talking about different Senate races that you can get involved in. I'm going to tell you how you can get involved, and you are a very important part of the patriotic movement that is sweeping across the country. The Tea Party is getting fired back up, but it's not just the Tea Party. It's people who understand common sense. They can see our nation is in peril. We're at a crossroads, and we have got to choose freedom and liberty. We do not need to drift into tyranny. That's exactly what Obamacare is. You've heard it over and over right here on Doc Holliday's show, and I'm telling you that to say that we have got our work cut out for us, but it can be done, and I'm going to tell you why in the next few weeks. So keep listening to the show, and one thing I want to tell you, we got some good friends, and what inspires me are people, just like the good folks there at the official American Standard Playing Cards, because they believe in the foundation of America, and they know our nation is strong. The cream is going to rise to the top, and that's talking about you and me and every patriotic American. Their mission is for America to have her own playing cards while sowing seeds of liberty. You can get yours today. To learn more, you go to my homepage and look in my Doc Recommend section, or you can click on their ad, also found on my homepage. You'll be glad you did. Get your set of playing cards for you, your family, and your friends and neighbors this very day. Go click on that ad. And now let me say this before we get into our phone call with Ray Comfort. First off, I want to remind you that, yes, Doc Holliday's book, Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, is out and it is available. Go to my website, getobamaoutnow.com, and you can order that book. You need to get one for yourself, for your friends, for your liberal friends, even your conservative friends, for your independents. They need to know when they got to get in this battle. It's for America. Obamacare has done nothing more but anteed up the price of this game. And it's the game of our lives. America's very existence is in the balance, folks. It's in the balance of what you and I and patriots across America do in the next 4 months. It's getting close. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty. It's time to roll up your shirt sleeves and get to work. Listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics each week, and we'll tell you how to do it. Now, I am going to call up Ray Comfort. Let's talk about what abortion means and what the gender-specific abortions do to our nation. Let's talk to Ray Comfort. All right, on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, we are glad to have Ray Comfort, best-selling author, and he's got a new film out called 180, the movie. And so we're going to talk to Ray today about gender-specific abortions. And Ray, welcome to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics.
Well, I'm honored to be on your program, Doc. Thank you for having me.
Well, Ray, one of the most important things that I feel in the conservative movement is there's a lot of people who push the pro-life issue. At the same time, we know that abortions are legal in America, but there's something that's come up that I've never heard before. And I didn't think, I knew it happened in China and India and other places in the world, but I thought
never in America. But now we're finding out there's gender-specific abortions. Can you shed a little light on that?
Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. They have it in China where they have millions of little baby girls are killed. Same in India. They just don't want baby girls, so they have them killed. And it's horrific to think that it's happening in our nation. It's horrific to think that abortion is happening in our nation. To think that babies are being destroyed in the womb is a horror beyond words. Most people who are pro-abortion don't really understand what's happening. They've just been brainwashed by the media into thinking that it's not a baby in the womb. You know, Adolf Hitler in the 1930s used propaganda to convince Germany that the Jews were non-human, and that's how he justified passing laws that legalized the killing of Jews. And that's what we've done in our nation. We've said it's not a baby in the womb. All my life I've known that a woman is having a baby. So you're having a baby? You don't say you're having a fetus. It is a human being. It has eyes and a mouth and hands at 6 weeks, and it's obviously a baby. The heart begins at 2 weeks. So this is a human life, and to say it's non-human gives license for legalized killing, and that's what we've seen happening in America, and it's now it's gone to, if it's a girl, kill it. If it's a boy, kill it. Whatever you want, you keep. Whatever you don't want, kill. And so that really is horrible.
So we've become a throwaway nation, and when somebody says, okay, it's a girl, if it's a girl, we'll kill it. If it's a boy, we'll keep it. It sounds horrible. It sounds un-American, and yet that's going on. We know it's going on, and it's more in some segments of our ethnic groups in America. Do we have any statistics that prove that it's going on? Do we know that there's fewer females being born in specific populations in America?
Well, I'm not sure about statistics, but I do know that 54 million Americans don't exist because they've been killed before they even get born, and that's statistics enough to make me want to do something. You know, to vote for someone who is pro-abortion is like being in Germany and voting for Hitler, knowing what he did to the Jews, but saying his fiscal policy is good. He wants to bring in full employment. He wants to restore the nation of Germany. So let's just overlook the fact that he's mass-killing Jews and vote for him because the politics are good in every other area.
And
so,
you know,
I would never vote for someone who's pro-abortion.
Well, we see your feelings. The thing is, we're in a national election this election year for president, and of course all the House of Representatives and 33 seats in the Senate are up. And do you think the pro-life movement, do you think people would, obviously you've made your statement, you would never vote for anybody that was pro-choice, and how do you persuade other people? I know you got a film out, and tell me, how do you persuade other people, Ray?
Well, we've got a film out that does persuade people, and let me give you a little bit of background. I wrote a book for WorldNet Daily called Hitler, God, and the Bible. I'm Jewish. Uh-huh. And it was just fascinates me to write about Hitler to educate people so that we don't repeat history.
Wow.
And so I said to WorldNet Daily, I'll give you a video to go with the book called Hitler's Religion, because much of what Hitler did in the name of God. Mm-hmm. Fascinating subject. So
stop right there. He said,
yes.
What Hitler did, he did in the name of God? I haven't heard that.
Oh, he yes, gives absolutely. Let me touch on that just a little later. Remind me in about 2 minutes,
okay?
And I'll give that in context. So I went on the streets with a camera, and I came back horrified because I found 14 people, who mainly college students, who didn't know who Adolf Hitler was.
Didn't have
that
a clue.
That threw me for a loop. So I thought, I'm going back, and I'm going to put them in a moral dilemma. So I went back to these students, because when I was researching for the book, I uncovered a horrific incident where the Nazis shot 300 Jews in a pit. And then they brought in bulldozers to bury them while some of them were still alive.
Oh,
and so I said to these students, would you, at the point of a Nazi gun, bury Jews that are still alive in a bulldozer? And they'd say, no, I could never do that. And I said, why is it? Is it because you value human life? And they say, yes, I value human life. Mm. So I said, well, how do you feel about abortion? They'd say, it's a woman's choice. I'd say, do you believe it's a baby in the womb? And they said, yes. And then I asked them one question, which to my amazement caused them to change their minds about abortion.
What's that question?
I'm not telling you. I'm going to use it as a teaser so people go and watch the movie because it's a free movie. But so we watched in studio, and we had 8 people on camera who were adamantly pro-abortion becoming pro-life because they were asked one question. And so we changed the name of the movie to 180 and put it on a website called 180movie.com, 180movie.com. and after 8 months, it's received 3.1 million views.
Wow.
So we're very excited because not only do these people change their minds on the movie, people who watch the movie change their minds also.
Wow.
And, you know, the reason, Doc, I don't want to tell you the question is because, you know, I do magic for kids, and when I tell kids how the magic's done, they usually go, oh, it's a disappointment. And they say, is that all? And if I told you what that one question was out of context, it would lose its magic. You wouldn't see the change on people's faces as you do in the movie. So it's
right.
180movie.com. It's completely free to watch, and it really is a fascinating roller coaster.
And Ray, I'll put a link on my homepage for so when people listen to the show, I'll have a link right there where you can go right to the website.
Oh, that's great. You know, you asked before about Hitler's religion. When Adolf Hitler began, when he first began his political move, he was a baby kisser, as all politicians really need to be, especially in America. Mm-hmm. If you want to get somewhere, you've got to start kissing babies, and then you've got to get your photo taken in front of a church building, standing next to a robed pastor, holding your shrink-wrap Bible, and maybe show up at a few prayer breakfasts, say a little bit about God, and that'll deceive the hearts of the simple. And that's exactly what Hitler did. He deceived the hearts of the simple. When he got into power, he revealed that he wasn't a godly man. He hated the Bible, hated the Old Testament, hated the Ten Commandments. He called the God of the Bible a tyrant. He got rid of the Ten Commandments, created 12 of his own. Had his own Bible printed, 100,000 copies, in which he said Jesus wasn't Jewish. He was an Aryan. He replaced pastors with Nazi pastors. He removed the cross, replaced it with the Nazi flag, and removed the Bible and replaced it with Mein Kampf. What Hitler was an idolater. He had created a god in his own image, and they're very dangerous people to have in politics. A wise man once said, most I fear God, next I fear him who fears him not. Because when a man has no fear of God, he'll lie to you, steal from you, and even kill you if he has the opportunity, and that's what Hitler did.
When you talk about idolatry, now going back when you're talking about a baby in a womb, if someone says, I have the power to kill this baby if it's a boy, or kill this baby if it's a girl, does that not make them play the role of God? Is that not going back to Adam and Eve saying, you know, you'll have this knowledge?
Yeah, I think you're right there. Absolutely. There is a motivation behind the abortion industry that most people don't know about. Let me back up and just tell you a little bit. I thought when I was researching for the book that I would uncover why it was that Hitler hated the Jews. And everything I found was kind of nebulous. There was nothing concrete. You know, they said, well, he probably had syphilis from a Jewish prostitute. He is bitter because his paintings were rejected by a mainly Jewish panel. Uh-huh. Other stuff like that. Nothing that really made sense. I could understand someone going out and killing a Jewish person because they were bitter at Jews, but you know, maybe a whole family, but not 6 million people. There had to be an incendiary incentive. I think I uncovered it. In 1938, April the 26th, Hitler passed a law stating that all Jews had to disclose their wealth. If they didn't, they could be given a 10-year hard labor prison sentence. So no doubt on that date, millions of Jews did exactly what they were told to do. And what they were doing when they filled their forms was actually signing their death warrants.
So the form was to say they had to state all their wealth, everything.
Yeah, well, it was. So when Hitler killed a Jewish family, he got their house, he got their car, he got their savings, he got their paintings, he got their jewelry, he got the gold out of their teeth, the hair off their head, and the clothes off their back. So when Hitler killed a Jewish family, he got all their money. He made billions of dollars through killing Jewish families. And in fact, experts say that 30% of his war machine was paid for directly by the blood of the Jews. Which brings me to the quandary as to why it is that the abortion industry, those who are pro-abortion, are so adamantly pro-choice. They're so concerned, like religious zealots, that a woman has the right to choose.
Right.
Because they make billions of dollars through killing babies. To find out, Doc, how much your local clinic makes, you don't have to look for smoke coming out of a chimney. Just Google in the words prices, abortion, and your zip code, and you'll find the average clinic in your area can kill your 16-week baby in the womb for $690. For a 19-week baby in the womb to be killed, it's going to cost four times that amount, $2,690. Quick work, 15, 20 minutes, rip off the head, the arms, the legs, assemble the torso, get all the parts, throw out in the trash, do that 10, 15 times a day, you're talking big money. So it's nothing to do with a woman's choice. It's all about lining pockets using a well-oiled killing machine, which is legalized in America.
Well, talking about that, there's one thing I want to know since we're talking about some politics. See if you know, when they passed the health care reform, Patient Affordability Act, or Obamacare, and Obama said he would make sure there's no abortions with an executive order. Did that work out?
That's what you've got when you've got an idolater. They'll lie to you, steal from you, and even kill you if they have half a chance. And they'll do it in the name of God.
Well, I tell you, that what you're presenting to us is something that I know the whole country needs to work on. But let's look at going back to gender-specific abortions. They had a vote in the House of Representatives, and the way it was set up, they had to have two-thirds, I believe, to get so it wouldn't have to go through a committee. But it was defeated, and basically by the Democrats that were in the House of Representatives. So where do you see gender-specific abortions? You know, it seems like if there's anything you'd start to crack the rock and knock something out, you could start with gender-specific abortions. That seems so un-American to have, you know, the Democrats are saying there's this war on women that the Republicans are doing, and yet the Democrats won't even protect the young girls in the womb.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on that are un-American at the moment. Who would have believed that we would be talking about men marrying men?
Yeah.
And it being legalized. This is, our country's gone crazy, and it really is the fruit of a lack of the fear of the Lord. If you go back to the 1950s, people never blasphemed the name of God like they do nowadays. They never did the things they do, and we really have to go back to honoring God and our nation. A nation was founded by godly people, and we need to return to that.
Well, I agree with you on that, Ray, and I know you do a lot of work in that area, and your expertise on abortion even though we're talking about gender-specific abortions, what you've done with this movie, 180, is something that is really opening up the hearts of many people. And the thing is, in the movie, you have the young people. You have it's the young generation that think they know it all, and then they're, like you said, they're changing their minds right there on the screen.
Yeah, it's because they're given knowledge they haven't been given before. We've seen the propaganda machine just giving them one side throughout our universities and school systems and secular media. All I do is give them a little bit of knowledge which causes them to have the ability to do an about-face. Knowledge is an incredible thing, and that's what the 180movie.com disperses.
Ray, I work with a lot of Tea Party groups. People are working for a constitution, the constitution, when standing on the basic fundamentals of that. And in this election year, we see like a fork in the road. America can go to the right or to the left. And I know some groups using your film, 180, and they're showing it places, the 180, the movie. And it's so you are really helping out a lot of these local groups. But what would you tell to encourage people to do with the movie, of other things? What would you tell people who love freedom and want to see us get back to the way God would want us to live? What would you tell the activists now?
I would say realize what you've got at your fingertips. On your keyboard, you have the ability to change the minds and hearts of millions of people. The internet is an amazing thing. Never before in history have we been able to reach millions of people at no cost. That's what we've got. We can move a mountain with our mouth. So we encourage everybody that can take hold of that 180movie.com website address and just send it to your friends and family and say, this is an award-winning movie, 33 minutes, 3.1 million views. You've got to see it and then pass it on. That's what makes something go viral. There's a little clip out called Charlie Bit My Finger. It's about 2 or 3 minutes of a little baby biting his brother's finger. It's so funny. It's had 430 million views. We've only had 3.1, and we think ours, which tells people, changes people's minds about abortion, is more important than Charlie Bit My Finger. So let's take advantage of this incredible thing called the internet and use it and see people's minds changed about issues that matter.
Ray, thank you so much for being on Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. I hope we can get you back sometime.
It's been an honor. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Ray.
God bless.
And that was Ray Comfort, and we're glad he came on Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. For those who are not familiar with him, he does have a ministry. But I want to tell you, you need to go see that film, even if you're a firm believer in abortion. In fact, if you're not sure what you believe, go watch the film 180. I got it on a homepage where you can go link right to it. So do that. And another nugget right there at the end, when Ray Comfort said, we've never been able to reach millions of people for free on the internet. Well, that's exactly what I'm telling you when I say, listen to Rock Splitting Politics as I tell you ways that you can get involved in this election. You have to, and you got to get your neighbors involved. And there's things that are happening on the ground that I'm going to tell you about in the next few weeks that will plug you right in. There's people that are doing it. We're going to talk to some of them. So we got some exciting things coming up in the next few weeks. You don't want to miss a single show. Now, let me tell you about this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week Award goes to Jack Lew, White House Chief of Staff. Because this is, quote, what he said about Obamacare after the Supreme Court declared it a tax. He said, quote, no, what this is this is a law that says if you can afford insurance and you choose not to buy it and you choose to have your health costs be a burden to others, you'll pay a penalty so that you'll pay our fair share. That's what this law says. Unquote. But no, Chief Justice Roberts said it is a tax. If it's not a tax, take it back to Congress. Get rid of it. Repeal it yourself. Tell President Obama to get rid of it if it's not a tax. It is a tax. Jack Lew, President Obama has taxed the fool out of America, and the foolish people have accepted it. But the unfoolish, the wise, those with discerning minds are waking up, and it's time we will get rid of Obamacare through the political process. And that's what I say, and that's why I say Jack Lew gets this week's Tombstone of the Week Award from Doc Holliday. And now it's time for this week's Rock Splitting Obama Fact. And who I'm going to quote was not anybody in the administration. It's the Senate Minority Leader, Senator McConnell. And he is very upset. And this is this week's Rock Splitting Obama Fact. He said an IRS probe into pro-Republican groups to determine whether they are violating their tax-exempt status by spending too much on partisan activities. He says it's a Nixonian move by, quote, a reckless and ruthless administration. That's what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was saying. And what he's saying is Obama is acting like Richard Nixon. In fact, that's what McConnell said, quote, it's very Nixonian, reminiscent of the Nixon years when there was an enemies list at the White House. This is a reckless and ruthless administration that will do anything to quiet the voices of its opponents. Unquote. Well, that's this week's Rock Splitting Obama Fact. You go back and listen to what Ray Comfort said when he's talking about idolatry and what an idolater does. And he talked to, when asked about our president and his executive order to stop abortions in the health care law, listen to what Ray Comfort said. If you missed it, you need to go back and listen to it. Tell your friends about it, because he pegged President Obama without calling President Obama exactly that. But he called him an idolater, and he told you what an idolater does. So, wow, we have had some kind of show this week on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I'm telling you, next week we will have, I'm going to start having a few people on that are in the midst in this battle, just ordinary citizens like you and me that can get out and get things done. And we're going to hear what they're doing, and along with other interviews. So we have some packed shows coming up that will get you excited and let you know what you can do to get involved. So wait till next week. We got some folks coming on that you'll want to listen to. I know it. I know it. I know it. And that's this week's show. And remember, the four most important words in America in 2012, getobamaoutnow.com. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.